Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Last week, the S&P and the Nasdaq both posted strong gains. And the one question that keeps coming up is, how can the S&P hover close to its all-time highs when there's still so much uncertainty about tariffs and the labor market is slowing? Two key data points from last week provided the answer, in my view. The semiconductor tariffs and Apple's new U.S. investment plans. Both brought to light that the U.S. tariff playbook may in fact be about domestic investment policy, less about trade, and more about direct capital inflows into the U.S. The one sentence that recurs in President Trump's tariffs letters is that countries and companies will be exempt from tariffs if they decide to build in the United States. And that in fact also happened last week with the semiconductor tariffs. Companies which already manufacture in the U.S. or that have binding commitments to invest in the U.S., like TSMC and Samsung, are exempt from the 100% chip tariffs. In the same vein, Apple made an additional $100 billion U.S. investment pledge. And that brings Apple's total commitment to $600 billion over the next 4 years. It's the latest in a string of corporate announcements from GlobalFoundries, Sanofi, Amazon, Gilead, and many others. And then, of course, we have the EU's commitment to invest $600 billion in the U.S. by 2028, all in exchange for tariff relief. And I think all these announcements could bring about a new CapEx boom, akin to the telco boom in the late 90s. And this tariff-driven U.S. CapEx surge comes on top of the spend that's already earmarked for AI and electrification. That alone, we estimate to be about 1.5% of U.S. GDP this year. So clearly, non-farm payrolls have shown that the economy shows some sign of stagflation-like conditions. But I think this CapEx will likely be the stimulant to U.S. GDP growth over the next quarters and years. And the narrative, direct investment for tariff relief, will become more prominent over time. And I think will be the administration's playbook to drive economic growth. The other news from last week were less market relevant, including Mehrin's temporary appointment to the Federal Reserve. President Trump clearly wants to keep his options for the new Fed chair open. My main takeaway here is that the Fed will have more members with a structurally dovish tilt over time. So what is in store for this week? We have now 90% of the S&P earnings behind us. Key data points are mainly macro. The biggest market catalyst will likely be July CPI on Tuesday, and an inline print will cement September Fed cut. On Friday, we'll get retail sales and industrial production. Both give us a sense of U.S. growth among the ongoing tariff negotiations.
So with this backdrop, we continue to buy dips in equities. Investment spending in structural innovation and reshoring will be an offset to the current macro weakness.
So my main takeaway for this week is that the tagline, investment spend for tariff relief, will take further hold and provide support to the U.S. equity markets. With that, stay well and stay ahead.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.